Well, again, drawing on my math background, I'll give you a little equation, and it's the following one. Change equals loss. C equals L. People, human beings, don't like to lose anything, good or bad. If I lose my purse, if gentlemen lose their wallets, if I can't find my eyeglasses, even if I've lost my teeth, I resist it. I don't like it. And so any change, even a change of something that I know is probably not healthy, probably not good, probably not working, I'd rather not change it. So the first real level of resistance to any kind of a change that you try to implement, anything that you've learned in this seminar, realize that people will resist it. The second reason that people resist change is that the costs are seen to be greater than the benefits. It's going to cost me more. It's going to be harder. It's whatever I get at the end, it's not going to be better. So I think that the costs exceed the benefits. Other reasons that individuals resist change, and you should keep this in mind when you're acting as a leader, as we want you to do, is they fear change. They're afraid. They don't know. They also can say to you, it's just too hard. No, I don't want to change. It's just too hard.